for, please note. Gary in Northwood has a few pension misconceptions for me, and so I'm keen to hear them. Gary, go ahead, sir.
Oh, good evening, George. It's lovely to talk to you after a few years of not talking to you. It's good Excellent. To have you back on air.
Thank you, sir.
I've been involved in private tuition myself for a few years, and my wife is a teacher. I wanted just to explain about the teacher's pension scheme. I mean, the first thing is that up to 2015, all accrued benefits are protected, so everything that's built up is guaranteed at the age you would have got it before the change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing, at 60 or at 65, depending on when you join the scheme.
Yeah.
Secondly, it is going to rise by inflation per annum. Okay, it's the CPI rather than the RPI, but the paperwork that the union has produced said the government promised it will rise by inflation. Okay, it's a dodgier measure, but it's still inflation, and it's still better than a lot of private pensions. And secondly, additionally...
But how does it help the private pensioner for the public pensioner to be robbed? I've never understood this.
Well, they're not being robbed.
Well, they are being robbed.
Accrued benefits.
They are being robbed.
George, accrued benefits are protected up to 2015. There's
but 2015's tomorrow and a day. After 2015, they're getting robbed. And what I never understood,
yeah.
Gary, and you're obviously off on one now, I never understood.
Why am I off on one, George?
Because it's evident to me. You've got a list of things that you're going to read out, and I'm going to let you read them out. But that doesn't stop me interrupting you
yeah,
to
sure.
make this point.
Mm-hmm.
That I never understood why somebody with a private sector pension thinks that the person in the public sector having their pension robbed will in any way help them. Just as I never understood how people who were not cabin crew working for British Airways could possibly imagine that a defeat for the cabin crews on British Airways was something that they should look forward to. That there was something in that for them. That it was going to butter any parsnips for them. Now, go ahead.
Now, George, I'm not at all happy with the fact that the private pensions were decimated by the dividend payments being taken away.
But why do you want the Tories now to decimate the public sector pensions?
Well, what I'm trying
That's
to
my
out
point.
You.
No, you're trying to point out Tory propaganda about what Gordon Brown did to the private sector pension. What I'm saying to you is, and you're not dealing with it, and this is supposed to be a debate, is how will it be better for those already robbed, if somebody else is now robbed?
Well, I'll answer the question, George. The way in which the private pensioners were robbed of their pensions, the mirror and all that, it was absolutely appalling. What I'm saying to you is that when the teacher's pension was set up, it was set up in 1972, okay, when the average expectancy of the of life was 73. Now it's 84, so something has to change. I'm saying that accrued benefits are protected. And what I'd ask anyone out there is a teacher pays in 6% of their salary to the pension scheme. The government tops it up by an extra 14%. The trouble is, the country is bust, and you and I can debate why the country is bust. It cannot be sustained in that way. The government is protecting what's been accrued. And the annuity you can buy...
Let me ask you something, Gary. If the country is bust, why are we spending £38 million a week bombing Libya?
Well, George, it may amaze you that I'm not actually a propagandist for the Tories.
Well, you sound as if you are one, but in any case, you can answer that question. If the country is bust, how come we're spending £38 million a week bombing Libya? And that's just one of the wars that we're in. If the country is bust, how come we're spending £80,000 million, that's £80 billion, on a new set of nuclear weapons? If the country is bust, why are we spending £13 billion on the occupation of Afghanistan? Why are we allowing £110 billion to be avoided or evaded in tax, income tax and corporation tax, by the richest people in the country? Why are we taking it out on the dinner lady who works for the local school down the road from you, when there's all this waste going on?
And also, George, why are we wasting so much money into the EU? I don't doubt what you're saying. Everything you said, I completely agree.
None well, what, why then are you joining the Daily Mail Tory witch hunt of the pensions of poor, and they are overwhelmingly poor, public sector workers?
Now, George, I'm registered disabled, and the benefits cuts are going to hit me big time.
Well, so why then? All the more reason why. It is simply astounding that you should be such a compendium, a vocal reader's digest of right-wing arguments.
They're not robbing the pensions that are built up. That is the absolute truth of the matter. And they are still going to be four times better than off than the private sector.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gary. The Tories love guys like you. Disabled, a teacher, whose pension, whose benefits are being...